You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth nine-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, HunterdonChamber.org, for more information today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Promo Stuff has it, so go get it. Visit usapromostuff.com. usapromostuff.com. That's usapromostuff.com.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is slamming the Dominican Republic's government for threatening to deport Haitians.
It's clearly an illegal act. It is an immoral act. It is a racist act by the Dominican government. And it's happening because these people are black.
The mayor was in Washington Heights yesterday speaking in the heart of the city's Dominican community. The Dominican Republic provided refuge for Haitians following the catastrophic earthquake in Haiti in January of 2010. Last Wednesday was the deadline for undocumented migrant workers to apply for residency or face expulsion. Apple is changing its plan not to pay artists for their music during a free trial period of its soon-to-launch streaming music service. The move was announced late last night, less than 24 hours after pop superstar Taylor Swift posted an online letter to Apple blasting their policy as, quote, shocking and disappointing. Apple now says artists will be paid even during customers' free trial period. Pope Francis does not appear to have any interest in appointing women to leadership positions in the Vatican bureaucracy. The Pope said Sunday that appointing women to head Vatican offices would promote what he called a functionalism of women's roles in the Catholic Church, which he said is not appropriate. Jurassic World just keeps eating up the competition. The dinosaur thriller topped the box office with more than $102 million in its second weekend. Disney's Inside Out debuted at number 2. Spy is third this week, with San Andreas as number 4. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and bookmark us at usaheadlinenews.com for more special interest stories, news, and of course headlines. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Well, it's 8:06. It's time for Hunter and Chamber Radio Weather. Well, let's see what we have. It is clear skies right now and 71 degrees in Flemington. Abundant sunshine today for June 22nd, first full day of summer. A high of 88, winds west-northwest at 5-10 miles an hour. Few clouds tonight, low 68, winds light and variable, and partly cloudy skies during the morning hours. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Few storms may be severe and a high of 93. Watch out. Winds southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Sunny and 84 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy early. Scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day on Thursday. That's the 25th. High of only 79, chance of rain 50%. Friday, variable clouds, scattered thunderstorms, a high of 80, chance of rain 60%. Saturday, mixed clouds and sun, scattered thunderstorms, a high near 75. Temperatures in our area, 72 in the middle of the county, 75 up in Tewksbury, 71 over in the town of Clinton, 70 in Phillipsburg, 72 Ringo, 74 Raritan. Good morning, Hunter and Sun Chamber Radio Weather. I should be coffee in bed. Good morning, Hunter. Big C here, coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We are all about Hunterdon County. A little squeeze this morning. And that's the lead singer. We'll find out about that. Celebrity birthdays. It's his birthday today. Man, I should be in bed today. A little groggy from that U.S. Open win last night by Jordan Spieth. Feel bad for my man Dustin Johnson. It's not the way to finish up a tournament. That's going to be hard to take. Four opportunities, four misses. Only one who's got more heartbreak is Phil Mickelson. It is 10 after 8. Time for us to look at traffic for the first time. We got some alerts that have come out earlier this morning. Let's find out what's going on. All right, we have an incident over in Springfield that has been cleared as of 7 o'clock this morning. Accident on 78 westbound, west of exit 48, New Jersey 24 west in Springfield. That accident has been cleared, and that was an hour ago, so that should be taken care of. That's good. And an incident in Clinton with an update as of 7:02 this morning. Eastbound accident cleared, exit 18, Route 22, delays into the area. Again, an hour ago, so that should be taken care of. So everything happened much early in the morning and should be over and done with. That's it for right now. Stay tuned. That's Good Morning on In on Chamber Radio Traffic. Time to look at what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today. I'm on till 10. Oh, we'll be talking to Michelle Heide about the markets on Friday and where we're going this week. Getting ready for another closure of the second quarter and soon to be talking about the reporting. We're going to get back to dealing with quarterly reporting from the companies next month in about a week or so. In fact, FedEx already has reported, so we'll find out more of what's going on from them in a little bit. Michelle, at 8:40, my man Al is going to be on. We'll talk with Al about business in the area. Always get a good idea of what Al's got to say and talk about, and they do that from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. 9 to 10, my normal regular show. We'll be talking finding out about different news in the area, in the county, find out what's happening, latest information out there. Starting to talk about concerts, we'll be talking about that in a little bit. At 10 o'clock, it's Megan Jones-Holt, the Rotary Hour is on from 10 to 11. Megan brings on different people to be and talk about being Rotarians, community service. Megan being the past district governor of Local 7510. Brings on various folks that are worried about and definitely into community service and helping their fellow business person and community members. So that's on the Rotary Hour at 10. Some recipes from Bill's Table, Chef Bill's Table, executive chef of Jake's, comes on over and gives us some advice about how to do better in the kitchen. He brings that expertise as an educator at the Hunterdon County Polytech as well. Getting healthy foods in the aisle and learning how to cook them better is Sue Lang Saponara. She is the registered dietitian over at ShopRite in Flemington. Her and her friends come on and talk all about the healthy foods in the aisles and make sure you're being healthy by eating them. Music by Dave is on from 1 to 2, but Richard G's been covering that one. So he either plays music or has some interesting guests on that he works with and talks about. Mental Health Matters with Larry Cartwright is on 2 to 3, an award-winning show featuring NAMI of Hunterdon, helping people overcome and get support for brain injuries and mental illness. Hunterdon Medical Center on the air. 3 to 4 is on with Richard G. And the Cardiovascular Center has got its open house. Still working on getting opened at the end of the month. So lots of talk over there. Hot in Hunterdon with Georgine Trinkle is on from 4 to 5. She is talking about the various topics and viewpoints making the headlines in Hunterdon. And Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann Brown, Celebration of a Lifetime. She's on the last hour of the day, and Ruth Ann has an interesting folks person she's bringing on. She says, you never know what's going to happen at the grocery store. The most cheerful checker I've ever met, Gilbert Andwadi, joins us on June 22nd, and his story is one we need to hear. And it says, there's some hashtags here talking about human trafficking and pay it forward. Watch out. Sounds like a really interesting topic, and we might get some perspective in how our world is compared to some others who just see the world a little bit differently, and for good reason. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with on HuntingChamber.com. I'm going to go and get another cup of coffee. I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at UnionvilleVineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
All right, let's see who we got here. It's the Secret Sisters helping with brownandox.com celebration observances for the week and the day.
Then afterwards we drop into a quiet.
We're finishing up Animal Rights Awareness Week. We finished up Duct Tape Days. Meet a Mate Day. Sounds, I assume it's not Australian. That goes from the 21st to 27th. Fish are friends, not food week. Now, come on, folks. Please. We have to eat. We have to be nutritious. At some point, we have to worry about ourselves before we worry about a fish. Lightning Safety Awareness Week. Got some severe storms coming up this week. Not a good idea to be out there during severe weather. National Mosquito Control Awareness Week, something we don't necessarily worry about, but our folks at Hunterdon County government do. Old Time Fiddlers Week started today, along with Carpenter Ant Awareness Week. Those babies will take care of your house in no time if you are not paying attention. For today, it is Global Smurfs Day. Obviously a very important celebration. It is Baby Boomers Recognition Day. Just a couple million people we have to worry about. And Stupid Guy Thing Day. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com and Secret Sisters. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and the Hunterdon County Democrat reported yesterday that a Father's Day pancake breakfast served at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church. What a better way to have a Father's Day and also have Good Morning Hunterdon when we're talking about pancakes. Not a bad idea. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Roman Catholic Church's Knights of Columbus served a Father's Day pancake breakfast in the parish center yesterday morning. The event was coordinated by Deputy Grand Knight Joe Lang, and the pancakes were cooked by Grand Knight Floyd Campbell Jr. Meanwhile, Edward Koch, and Tom Pacifico sold 50-50 tickets in the lobby. The event was well attended, and an apple pancake breakfast is being planned for sometime this fall, Lang said. So if you missed the last one, it'll be up again in a couple months. And there's plenty of those going on. The Elks do it every so often. A lot of the local charities, local communities, community non-profit organizations have a good breakfast going on for a reasonable price. Nice little way to get out and enjoy yourself, have a good time, meet some folks, and do a little camaraderie. Great way to get involved in the community. That's why that is vitamin C for today. Alright, it's Celebrity Birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac for today, June 22nd. Fish Tank, Katie Jarvis is 24. Under the Dome, Carla Crone is 26. Carrie, Portia Doubleday is 27. From Skins, Joe Dempsey is 28. Lindsay Ridgway is 30 from Boy Meets World. Big Love, Douglas Smith, 30. Dragon Wars, D-War, Amanda Brooks is 34. Stephanie Jacobson is 35 from Alex Cross. Play the Game, Paul Campbell's 36. Home Alone, Matt Doherty, 37. Actor in Interstellar, Jeff Heppner is 40. From Roseanne, Alicia Goranson is 41. From Scrubs, Donald Faison is 41. TV host, Last Call with Carson Daly. Carson Daly is 42 today. From 24, Mary Lynn Rajkub is 44. Battlestar Galactica, Michael Trucco is 45. The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, Emmanuel Signer is 49. Private Practice, Amy Brenneman, 51. Vertical Limit, Nicholas Lee is 53. Writer, producer, director, actor, Stephen Chow of Kung Fu Hustle is 53 today. Promised Land, Tracy Polian, 55. Burn Notice, Bruce Campbell, 57. Tim Russ is 59. Live Free or Die Hard. From Duet and Wishmaster, Chris Lemon, 61. Singer of Time After Time and now on a Broadway show, Cyndi Lauper is 62 today. The Green Mile, Graham Greene is 63. Devil Wears Prada, Meryl Streep, one of our Jersey natives, 66 today. The Bionic Woman, Lindsay Wagner is 66. Yikes. Todd Rundgren, singer and songwriter, he's 67 today. Turtles lead singer, Howard Kalin is 68. From Laverne and Shirley, David L. Lender is 68. Peter and Gordon Singer, Peter Asher is 71. Out of Africa, Klaus Maria Brandauer, 72. From Godzilla, Michael Lerner is 74. Blade Movies, Chris Christopherson is 79 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. There she is, about 30-some-odd years ago, with rainbow hair, Cyndi Lauper. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, and Michelle Heidi will have some fun in a minute. Good Morning Hunterdon, huntingchamber.com.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama says the United States has not overcome its history of racism.
You know, that casts a long shadow, and that's still part of our DNA. That's passed on. We're not cured of it.
In his first ever interview for a podcast, Obama said simply not using the N-word in public is not their measure of whether racism still exists or not. The president's interview was recorded for comedian Mark Maron's podcast. Another location in New York State is now being searched for two escaped inmates. Police in Mountain View, New York, are reporting increased police activity today. There's also an unverified report that escaped murderers David Sweat and Richard Matt have been seen at a camp in the area. The president of the NAACP wants South Carolina lawmakers to take down the Confederate flag flying outside the state capitol building. On CBS Face the Nation, Cornell William Brooks said the flag is more recognizable as a symbol of white supremacists than for any historical reasons. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen.
All right, Flemington, it's 8:30, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're up to 74 degrees. It's going to get pretty hot today and even hotter tomorrow. Today is the 22nd of June. It's abundant sunshine and a high of 88. Winds west-northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. A few clouds tonight, low 68. Winds light and variable. Tomorrow, watch out. Partly cloudy skies are in the morning hours. Thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. A few storms may be severe and a high of 93. Chance of rain 80%. Wednesday the 24th, sunny, high 84. Partly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorms on Thursday the 25th. Chance of rain 50% and a high of 79. Variable clouds, scattered thunderstorms on Friday, a high near 80. And Saturday, mixed clouds and sun, scattered thunderstorms and a high of only 75. Chance of rain 60%. Temperatures in our area right now, 76 on our western border at Frenchtown, 80 already up in Phillipsburg, 77 down in East Amwell, 75 up in Tewksbury, 73 right in the middle of the county, and 80 over in Hillsborough. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Okay, it's time to bring on Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates. She helps me with the investment update. Michelle, we're already starting the downhill slide. And what am I talking about? Well, today is the second longest day of the year. We just had the longest day of the year. So we start to get the sunshine, the daylight starting to shrink now. Isn't that depressing?
It's kind of sad. I was like just telling my kids that, because yesterday it definitely stayed light till well after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm usually the early bird, but I was the only one awake. but yeah, I'm like, oh no, we already start going backwards by a few minutes every day as the light goes. But
it obviously takes a long time, but it's... I look forward to December 21st because that's the day when I know that I've made it. I've sacrificed everything, and now the time is going to get lighter. And all of a sudden, yesterday, it just like you said, it occurred to me. Oh my! We just hit the longest day, and it only gets down from here. Sad.
Exactly.
But your kids got to see the early morning this morning, right?
Yes, they did. Nice and early. Got their backpacks packed already. Lots of water bottles for the heat that we're expecting today, and good to go.
Good to go. All right. Mom said, "Hey, get out. No sleeping in. We're time to go to camp."
So, exactly. They can sleep in August.
Excellent.
But I don't want to rush through these next couple months. But no. Yeah. So let's see. Friday was an interesting day. I forgot to mention when we spoke on Friday that Friday was one of those quadruple witching days, pretty much. You know, we had a down day throughout the day, but then that last hour of trading, we definitely had the kicking in of some of the expiration of options and futures.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, we ended up having weekly gains of about 1% or more.
Okay.
When you take a look at the S&P, they actually had their best week since the end of April. They posted a gain of 0.75%, which is the 8th straight week that they have stayed within a 1% gain or loss.
Uh-huh.
And the quote-unquote expert said the last time a similar streak occurred was from November 1993 to January of 1994. So, almost, you know, 20 years ago, 20 wow. plus years ago. So we'll see what that means. I'm sure somebody's analyzing it at this point, trying to figure out something.
yep.
But Friday, you know, again, over the weekend, people tend to forget, you know, what happened yesterday. But Friday, we had the continuing concerns surrounding Greece. You know, even on Friday, we had savers pulling out over 1 billion euros just on Friday. But then wake up this morning, take a look at the futures. I'm like, wow, it's a bright, sunny day here. What's going on? And I guess that the EU welcomed some new proposals from Athens. So it looks like Athens has come back to the table with some new, fresh ideas, and the markets are responding positively. Again, nothing has been settled yet, but both European markets are currently trading higher. The U.S. futures markets are looking higher.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how those continued talks go throughout the day
okay.
to make, you know, make sure that there aren't any major issues that come up, although, again, they still have a little bit of time. And then the only other major economic data on the calendar for today in the U.S. is 10 o'clock. We have U.S. existing home sales coming out. We have a few companies reporting earnings. And other than that, it's a relatively light day as far as the news is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And earnings season has to be coming up soon, right? Is it starting July, or am I missing something?
They jump right around the beginning of July, because we'll close out the quarter, we'll close out the first half of the year, and
okay.
I forget what day Alcoa reports, but yeah, they're usually the one of the first ones to report. So right now we're winding down with some of the companies that have the kind of interim, unusual, not calendar quarters.
Right. Well, the reason I'm a little confused is I thought you mentioned last week, it must have been like later in the week, that FedEx had actually come out early.
Right.
So that's why I was like, wait a minute, what happened? We just went into a time warp. But
right? Yeah.
That's pretty typical when a company wants to get either really good or really bad news out before the real earnings season.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So
okay.
We shall see.
I was chatting with somebody who was, you know, familiar with Greece from a, well, he was born in Greece and he keeps in touch with Greece. He has family over there. And I was just
okay.
running by Greece at him, and I said, what's the deal? You know, what's the mindset from your perspective? And he says all the industry has left the country because it's too expensive and too onerous to deal with it anymore there. So so anybody who's there is either being paid by the government or they're private industries that are really not based in Greece, and they're still getting stuck with some of the bills. So so now you start to see why the government is saying we don't want to put up with this anymore. And when he gave me a quick, and again, this is all, you know, one person's perspective. He said, you know, let's say you earn 800 euros a month, which is about an average over there. He says about 300 euros is rent or your house. And the rest is what you have to live on for the rest of the month. That's it. And now they want to cut away pensions and Social Security and all the other things to try and make up for whatever this Greek debt is. So it's that's the press that's going on.
Right. So right. Boy, oh boy.
You know, at the same time, you know, how did you guys get yourself in this jam? Now, obviously, the individual citizens didn't make some of the decisions that got themselves in this jam, and one of the other opinions of this individual was, hey, you know, all those politicians, they cut deals with those businesses when they left Greece, and they lined their own pockets. They have them in Swiss bank accounts, and you know, they're doing just fine. It's the ordinary citizen that's taking it on the chin. And so that's the real issue that's going on over there. But
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, yep. I don't know. Hopefully.
It is always interesting to get, you know, local perspective of someone who comes, you know, who was born and raised there, who lived there, that type of thing, just to see, like you said, just to see their perspective. I know, you know, when folks travel overseas, whether it's Europe, Asia, you know, to get a perspective even on the U.S. and how others view the U.S. in regards to you know, comparing to their own countries and that type of thing.
Yep. Now, the other thing that was really interesting he said is, I said, what happens if they leave the euro and the European Union? He says it's going to be hardship for a couple of years, but they won't have the debt. So they'll go back to the drachma, and it's going to be crazy for a couple of years. But that seems somehow that seems better than trying to stomach through this pain of paying back these loans and getting themselves on the right foot with the European Union. So that's what's at stake right now. And, you know, again, you and I have said, really, it's in everybody's best interest to solve this matter. It's, again, it's all media-driven information.
Right.
So we'll see. Anyway, that's the story at this point. And again, that's not exactly unbiased reporting. It's just giving you another perspective of what's going on.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I forgot to mention, hope you had a nice Father's Day yesterday.
Thank you very much.
It turned out to be a much better weather day than we expected. So
yes.
That was nice.
How about that? can never count on the weather. What a surprise. So, yeah, it was a beautiful day. We had a couple of interesting sun showers that came through, but it was nice. So,
good.
All right.
That's relaxed. We'll enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We're up in the air. I am expecting that I will be out tomorrow, so we'll be touching base with you again on Wednesday.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Okay, I got to go and attend a graduation. Not a bad thing to do. So,
no, not at all.
We'll be playing the best of Good Morning Hunterdon tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
All right, have a great day.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. The Patton and Heide team does some things about money at 11 o'clock, and they help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon. At 8:30, it's time for me to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
We'll be right back.
All right, it's time for Business with Al. Al War is on the line, independent columnist of the Hunter County Democrat. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Very good. Did you survive the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill coming through your area?
Yeah. I've been out watering again this morning.
Get out of here. Really? Wow.
Yeah, when it rains, it doesn't seem to rain that much, and so the plants need, the zucchini and the tomatoes have to be watered every day, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Now, do you plant Jersey tomatoes in Pennsylvania? Is that allowed?
I have no idea what kind of tomatoes they are. I usually save seed. I like the cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Also the plum tomatoes, and then the regular big ones, the beefsteak or whatever.
Beefsteak, yep. There you go.
I plant them all, and then I save seed from year to year. And
really?
I frankly don't know where they came from.
All right. So it's a couple of years' worth of seeds.
Yeah, sometimes seeds. The seeds don't respond,
mm-hmm.
so I have to go out and replace one. But
so
that's
life. You start right from scratch instead of grabbing somebody who's worked on tomato plants before you.
Oh, I do a lot of stuff from seed. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
I, for example, I love what do you call them? The name escapes me.
<Uh-oh>.
Flowers.
Flowers.
Flowers, and I save the seed year to year.
Uh huh.
And replant marigolds.
Okay.
Several types of marigolds save the seed, and they're really easy to come from seed. So I bring them up. I must have 10 pots of marigolds now.
All right. Wow. So he continues to regenerate his own plants. Excellent. Well, we're talking business as always, and you usually come in contact with some folks that we like to learn about. So who are we going to talk about today?
Well, I thought it was a good time to talk about pets. And animals. The summertime is here, and fleas and ticks are everywhere. So it was a good time to talk to veterinarians.
Okay, I don't know anybody who's got pet fleas and ticks, but
what's that?
I don't know anybody who has a pet flea or a pet tick.
Or a pet. Well, these days people keep pets of everything.
Yes,
and insects and
I jest.
Shrimp. It's amazing.
A pet shrimp. All right. I got to meet that person, a pet shrimp.
I have run into a person who raises shrimp, the tiny shrimp,
mm-hmm.
to feed to other animals. That's
okay.
The whole purpose of raising them.
All right.
Anyway,
I'm sorry. I digress. Go ahead.
You need a veterinarian occasionally
yes.
to take care of accidents or diseases or whatever.
Sure.
Cats and dogs. Of course, can come up with lots of fleas and ticks in the summer, especially if they go outside.
Yep.
And dogs typically go outside a lot, so
mm-hmm.
they can end up with problems there. Which I talked to the White House Veterinary Hospital. Dr. Karen Oberhensley runs the place, and she is very knowledgeable on all kinds of diseases, that Lyme disease, for example, or.
Mm-hmm.
Anaplasmosis, I don't even know what that is, but
wow.
they're carried, a lot of these are carried by ticks,
mm-hmm.
and they can be prevented. The Lyme disease, there is a vaccination, but other diseases that ticks carry cannot be prevented by vaccination, she says, and the symptoms can be lameness or swollen and painful joints or lack of energy or appetite, all
mm-hmm.
kinds of things, fatigue. All kinds of things can show up, particularly in dogs,
yep.
Which as well as cats, but not as much in cats. But dogs can also develop heartworms, which everybody seems to know about, and they're carried by a mosquito.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't.
If they're detected early and treated, they can... It can, the dog can recover,
mm-hmm.
but if they're not, then I believe it's fatal.
Yeah, yep. You got to be careful about that. Now, I was surprised. Lyme disease is something that that cats and dogs are susceptible to? I didn't know that.
Both. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cats are not as affected by these diseases as dogs are.
Yeah.
She said cats are fastidious groomers.
Mm-hmm.
Her words, and that is absolutely correct.
I
have three house cats, and they seem to be grooming all the time.
Yep.
When they're not asleep.
Yeah, it's a good life. If you got a good owner, it's a good life, no doubt about it.
Yeah. My dog, I had a big dog years ago, and the dog died, and I decided not to replace him because you have to walk dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to do that in the wintertime anymore.
Right, sure. Wow. All right, so we have... This is
One thing with the fleas, especially people buy... collars at the store,
mm-hmm.
or at the veterinarian, they have them as well.
Right.
But she cautioned, never use a dog collar on a cat because they can be fatal.
Oh, okay.
Which I was not aware of that. I think that that alert is printed on the packages you might come by. But it was a good thing to know. You don't use a dog collar on a cat and vice versa.
Okay. All right.
So she also treats other small animals, rabbits, guinea pigs. I suppose a lot of people have other types of pocket pets or small animals, mice,
mm-hmm.
rabbits, guinea pigs, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Rabbits, I was not aware, can live quite a number of years. I 10, 12 years, they have a lifespan like a dog.
Okay.
But well. Cats, of course, can live longer.
Yep. No, I had one that lasted 22 years. So
yeah, that's a good life, as you said.
Yeah, it was a very good life. Yep.
Lay around and sleep all the time.
I am very jealous of my cats, no doubt about it. Wish I could buy into their lifestyle, no doubt about it. So
yeah.
All right.
I also talked to Robin Dietz up at Califon Animal Hospital.
Okay.
And they also do small pets. There are three veterinarians there,
mm-hmm.
and they handle a lot of large animals, horses, alpacas, llamas, that kind of sheep,
right.
That kind of thing, which one of the veterinarians goes out to the farm, of course.
Yeah, I was going to ask. They have to do some house calls. It's hard to get the horse over there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
One interesting thing I picked up on, I wasn't aware of it. If I thought about it, I suppose it would be. But horses, when they travel,
yep.
Must have a certificate from the veterinarian.
Oh, really?
That they have been tested and everything is okay.
Did they say how often that would be?
I don't know.
That would be pretty tedious.
The period of time.
Yeah.
But certainly before any travel, you see them on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of travel between Hunterdon County and surrounding counties to Florida, for example.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of winter equestrian events going down in Florida. Sure.
Sure.
Nice.
Sure.
All right.
Anyway, they handle all of that and have been doing it for years. The Califon Animal Hospital has been around for many years. Back in the 80s, I believe it was founded.
Mm-hmm.
But they also do other things. They have a full laboratory and a pharmacy, and they'll do microchipping in animals,
mm-hmm.
Dental care, all kinds of dental care, which involves horses as well as smaller animals. They even do acupuncture.
Wow.
And provide hospice services for pet animals and euthanasia,
mm-hmm.
following that,
mm-hmm.
if necessary.
Wow. Okay.
Califon Animal Hospital.
Yeah.
It's right on 513 there in Califon.
Okay.
And they go all over, from Mendham to Far Hills to Ringo's to Phillipsburg. They cover a wide area with the large animals.
Yeah, I imagine they have to be pretty flexible with where they're going, because
and fleet of foot.
Fleet of foot. Yes. Never know when a horse is going to be very mad at you and.
She said there are not as many, I suppose you'd call them pet horses, as there used to be in the area. They take a lot of care, and a lot of people had one horse that they took care of, mm-hmm. or boarded or whatever. But that is not as popular as it once was.
Yeah, well, there's a concept now, I think, that's kind of taken a back seat to that, and that's that there's a way to lease the use of a horse today. People don't do.
Short a period of time, or
right.
Or you can go to various places and do riding or
right.
or training or whatever.
Yeah, so somebody will own it, or there'll be a group that owns it, and so you get to lease the time as opposed to owning a horse and having to deal with all the different other things you have to worry about.
Day-to-day care.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Linda Wisniewski, and she runs the Puppy Patch.
Okay.
In Annandale, it's on Route 22, just past Clinton Honda, and she's been running this for many years. I think about 10 years. But it's a doggy daycare center.
Okay. Very important nowadays.
No cats, just dogs.
Just dogs. Okay.
And they all go home at night. But you can drop off your dog any time of day,
mm-hmm.
and then pick it up at the end of the day, and the dog gets plenty of exercise. She can handle 30, 40 dogs, and there's a big exercise field in the back with a kiddie pool and a sandbox and all kinds of things for the dogs to play and get to know each other and do their thing.
Like I said, nothing better than being a pet to a good owner. That's pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Excellent.
She also has a product area which includes leashes and grooming products, treats and toys, that kind of
okay.
thing. And she'll even hold a doggy birthday party if you so desire.
Bring 10 or 12 of his best friends with him.
There you
How
go.
About that? Wow. Yeah. Excellent. They have a lot of things. One of the things I've seen in the past with some folks that get these daycares is being able to watch your pet over the internet.
I suppose if you have the right tool,
mm-hmm.
technologically,
webcam,
you can, check in on your house or your pet yep. or whatever.
Yep. Well, cats can stay home. They're not an issue. It's the dogs that you have to worry about. So
dogs get lonely.
Yep. Well, cats get lonely too. They just decide to sleep and then they wait for you to come home. That's all.
Yeah. Meet you at the door.
Right.
Meowing for food.
Yes.
Or at least mine do.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
I don't know how they know when I'm coming to the door, but
oh, they know.
They have excellent hearing.
Yep.
As do dogs.
Yep. Yep. Cool. So you get 22 in White House, 22 in Annandale, and up in California. That's a pretty good, pretty close cluster of animal businesses.
Well, the White House Veterinary Hospital is on Main Street in White House Station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
22. Yeah.
Okay. Because there's another one that's on 22. They did a huge.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News.
I'm USA Headline News.
The manhunt is still
Sloan.
On in upstate
the
New York.
The manhunt is still on.
Prisoners David Sweat and Richard Matt. Last night, a woman called authorities saying she saw men fleeing from a hunting cabin.
She gave us a description that was in line with the two individuals that escaped from a correctional facility. Our investigators interviewed her thoroughly.
That was Police Major Michael Cerretto. DNA tests are being done on some of the items from the cabin. It is located about 20 miles west of Clinton Correctional Facility in Owl's Head. Residents in Charleston, South Carolina are coming together as families of the victims of last week's deadly